Coach Bill Self's pregame interview brought to you by Lawrence Memorial Hospital. Stay healthy, stay close, stay for life with LMH. Well, I couldn't find a probably better way to kind of kick off a season here. Two storied programs, two teams with some pretty high expectations this year. This is a lot of fun for fans, I know. How's this for you?
It's been good. You know, we got out here, had a long travel day on Tuesday, got out here and able to get a good night's rest, and then Wednesday was a busy day, and then but we were able to practice yesterday, and today we weren't able to get in the gym, which is fine. I mean, we usually don't shoot during afternoon games, which is afternoon here, even though it's not back home. And we know we're playing a good team, and we know that first games are always a little nervous, more nervous because you just don't know. And certainly we're in that boat, but I'm sure that Indiana's in the same boat as well.
What do you think you know? What would you like to find out?
Well, I like for us to, you know, to be able to, our first shot defense to be good, and then to be able to rebound. Like for us to not let Indiana be comfortable. They drive it downhill so fast and so hard. It's hard to pressure them. But I'd like to be in a situation where and they play four guards basically all the time. I'd like to be in a situation where we can keep the ball in front of us and still get the shooters because they're a terrific shooting team. And then offensively attack them. We need to get downhill, and certainly we have the guards and the perimeter to do that. So it should be a fun game, but it's going to be a game, I bet, that probably doesn't go as you had it scripted in your mind, just because they may be do something or we maybe do something that throws them off a little bit.
You've worked with the four guard. They play a lot of that. Was it a combination of kind of getting ready for the first two meetings?
No, not at all.
It's going to be your strength all year?
I think it'll be a strength. A lot of times, you want teams to have to match with you rather than you having to match with them. This may be a game where we're probably matching with them a little bit, going small, but you almost have to. I mean, they're going to play four guards. You're going to have to switch 4-1 or 4-2 ball screens and do some things that you're probably not as used to doing in practice every day, but we need to be better at it. I think that's one thing over time. You know, we played small quite a bit last year late. If Perry's in the game, you know, just put Perry at the five, or, you know, if Landon's in the game and Perry's not in, you know, we could kind of play small. But we had Mari as the other big guy, or you had some size still in there with that. And Josh, even though he's tall, but he's not an inside player. So we're more four out, one in than we've ever been, probably.
It's amazing to think Kansas and Indiana have not met up in over 20 years.
Yeah, I think the last time, I could be wrong, was when Jock made the shot. It wasn't last time. I'm getting corrected by Greg Gurley, which this may be the only fact that he actually may be accurate on. But I know in our highlight videos, we always show that shot of Jock making the shot in Allen Fieldhouse. And I guess they played since then. Were you a part of the game since then?
Yeah, we got beat in Bloomington badly.
Okay. Well, Greg says that he helped key a bad loss in Bloomington his senior year, but the last game that I remember seeing was Jock's shot to beat him. But yeah, it we've actually talked to Indiana, and I talked to Tom and had a long talk about it. This would be a good series, you know. But you know, he's got the Big East, Big Ten series. He's got the ACC. Big Ten series. He's got a home and home with Louisville. You know, he's got some things going on, and then we have our things that we have going on that makes it harder than what people think to go play home and home. But even if it's a deal, we go in year one and they come back in year three or vice versa or something like that, I still think it'd be worthwhile.
All right, it's not just been about basketball here in Hawaii for the Jayhawks. We'll find out more about that next as our pregame visit with Coach Bill Self coming up on the Delta Dental Jayhawk Shootaround. This is the Jayhawk IMG Sports Network. All right, Coach. Well, the Armed Forces Classic, I know this has been an event that's had a lot of things leading up to the game that you guys have been a part of. What has stuck out for you and the players and your experiences here?
Well, I would say, we've had a chance to do a little bit. You know, we practiced. We ate in the mess hall with some of the soldiers. We've been on the destroyer Chaffee, which I thought was pretty good and unique to actually be on something that's big, that actually, you know, carries artillery that can wipe out a lot of stuff. I mean, that was pretty interesting. You know, to think that you could shoot a 70-pound missile or whatever 20 miles and get within 10 feet off a ship. That's pretty impressive.
We should note you guys did not do that.
No, it would, nothing was loaded, or that could be a problem with us. But that was cool. But I still think the USS Arizona still the coolest thing what we did, and watching the video on Pearl Harbor and how everything went down. And yeah, I learned a lot, and I'm sure our players did as well. I know they did as well. But and then taking the boat ride tour and then actually seeing what transpired there is pretty humbling, and certainly gives you a different perspective of our men and women that actually, you know, serve and you know how much they do and how much they mean to all of us.
And then wearing special jerseys today as well.
Players are getting a lot of credit for wearing special jerseys, but the coaches are coming in basically fatigues. I saw Michigan State, and Izzo wasn't wearing fatigues in his staff, and I know Crean's not in our staff, but hey, we're going all out. We came over here, we might as well go all out. So we'll be in some type of combat attire, and then our players are wearing special uniforms. And of course, today being Veterans Day, you know, it's and we talked about it as a group. It's a special day, but to be here and be a part of it on Veterans Day, I think gives it a unique perspective.
All right, best of luck today.
Thank you.